Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Get Healthy Now with Denise Thompson, certified health and wellness coach, nurse, fitness trainer, educator, speaker, and author. For the last few weeks, we have been talking about how to prepare for a successful trip, how to take the trip, and now back home, we can talk about jet lag. And as you can tell from my excitement, this is all real. I've just been there. I've just done that, and I'm experiencing it. So I'm speaking from my heart, and I want to share with you what I've learned. Maybe it's going to help you to make your next long trip easier. The first question I have is actually, what is jet lag? And the answer to that question is, it's a temporary disorder causing fatigue, insomnia, and other symptoms as a result of air travel across time zones. It is a circadian rhythm sleep disorder, which is a disruption of the internal body clock. Quite interesting. Well, what are some of those symptoms and signs of jet lag? And they are, besides fatigue and insomnia, they can be physical and emotional symptoms, including anxiety, constipation, diarrhea, confusion, dehydration, headache, irritability, nausea, indigestion, difficulty concentrating, sweating, coordination problems, dizziness, daytime sleepiness, malaise, which is a general feeling of being unwell, and even more memory loss. Some individuals report additional symptoms such as heartbeat irregularities and increased susceptibility to illness. And I personally can include swollen joints. I always have to take my wedding band off or my rings, anything to travel. And that really helps me to make sure it's easier to get there. How long does jet lag last? Well, recovering from jet lag depends on the number of time zones crossed while traveling. In general, the body will adjust to the new time zone at the rate of one or two time zones per day. For example, we flew from the USA to Switzerland, and there is a 9-hour time change. Therefore, we're crossing 9 time zones. In general, it should take 4.5 to 9 days to get over it. Now, I can honestly say that going there is not half as bad as coming back. To come back, I definitely take my 9 days to get over the jet lag. Now, there are some things. Oh, first, I want to explain what a time zone is. The definition of a time zone is a geographical region which has the same time everywhere within it. The world has 24 time zones, one for each hour in the day. Each time zone runs from north to south in strips that are approximately 1,000 mile or 1,600 kilometers wide. The width is a little bit different, and that's not very specific, but the length is. So what causes jet lag? The cause of jet lag is inability of the body or of a traveler to immediately adjust to the time in a different zone. Thus, when we leave the U.S. around midnight, Switzerland would have 9 a.m. And so by going over there, and actually to be more specific, we left LAX around 3 p.m. and arrived the next day in Zurich around 3 p.m. their time, which would have been 3 is 1500 minus 9 is 6 a.m. our time. So we moved forward 9 hours. And that wasn't too bad. It was just a very, very long day. And we stayed up till it was bedtime, 8 or 9 o'clock at night there. And then, of course, we went to bed. So that is one of the things to adjust more quickly, is by just immediately going into the time zone you're in and follow their rules. So if it's time for bed there, even though it's way too early for your time clock parted from, it's better to just go to bed then and get it done. The question is actually, how does the body keep time? Our bodies have a sort of internal biological clock that follows a 24-hour cycle called the circadian rhythm. A tiny part of the brain called the hypothalamus acts as an alarm clock to activate various body functions such as hunger, thirst, and sleep. It also regulates body temperature, blood pressure, and level of hormones and glucose in the bloodstream. To help the body tell the time of day, fibers in the optic nerve of the eye transmit perceptions of light and darkness to the timekeeping center within the hypothalamus. So when the eye of an air traveler perceives dawn or dusk many hours earlier or later than usual, the hypothalamus may trigger activities that the rest of the body is not ready for, and jet lag occurs. Does the direction of travel matter? That was a really good question because I wasn't aware of it. But yes, it does. When you're flying north or south in the same time zone, typically, you don't really experience jet lag, or just a little tiny bit. However, if you're flying east, on the other hand, typically experience the most problems because they lose time. So that was coming home from Switzerland. I lost 9 hours, and that's what I've been feeling. And I'm on day 9. So I should be over hopefully by tomorrow. However, if you fly in west, which we did, going to Switzerland, we gained time. And so I didn't really have any jet lag. That was really amazing. Do the symptoms of jet lag vary in intensity? Yes, they do. People flying across only one or two time zones may be able to adjust without noticeable effects of the time change. Those flying across three or more time zones will likely develop noticeable symptoms of jet lag. And we went across nine time zones, both directions. So, yeah, that makes a difference. And I have another question. What are risk factors for jet lag? And the main cause of jet lag is travel across different time zones. However, there are certain risk factors that may result in symptoms being more severe or long-lasting. The traveling across more than three time zones, flying east, which changes the time, loses time. Older adults recover from jet lag more slowly. Frequent travelers, such as pilots, flight attendants, and frequent business travelers who are constantly in different time zones may have difficulty adjusting. Or when you have a pre-existing condition, such as sleep deprivation, stress, poor sleep, et cetera, et cetera. Those also make a big difference. Are there any remedies for jet lag? Is it possible to prevent jet lag? That's an amazing question, because there are different answers to this question. However, what I want to stress right now is you can prepare to reduce jet lag. And some of the things are, I'm going to give you 12 quick points. Number one, stay in shape. Two, get medical advice if you need like a CPAP or diabetes or heart disease or whatnot. Talk to your doctor beforehand. Three, change your schedule. Start preparing for it. If you know a month in advance that you're going, start adjusting to the new time. Four, avoid alcohol before, during, and right after the trip. It causes dehydration. The same with caffeine. Avoid it before, during, and after because it causes dehydration and it might cause more anxiety. Six, drink water. And I can tell you, I drank bottles and bottles and glasses of water. I mean, that's why the flight attendants have so much water on the plane that you can actually fill yourself with water to make sure you don't have too much jet lag. And actually, honestly, this time I did not have much jet lag at all, and my joints did not swell as badly as they normally do. And another good point is move around on the plane. Stretch your legs, bend your knees, stretch your arms, do a few things whenever you can. Get up and down so you have movement and you can avoid blood clots. Break up your trip. Best way is halfway if you have more than 8 time zones. And we tried that. However, there was nothing that was affordable and where the delay over was not more than 3 hours. So we could not go through the East Coast because we would have had to spend the night there. So we had our quick change in San Diego, which is actually insignificant, and then a 12-hour straight flight. But it worked. However, if you can plan in advance and ahead that you can break your trip into 2 or 3 segments, a third or half, and 2/3 into the trip, that would be better. For traveling, wear comfortable shoes and clothes and check your accommodations, adapt to the local schedule, and don't really use sleep medication unless the doctor says you have to. What is the treatment for jet lag? Well, the best way to treat it is to prevent it, and that has to do with proper hydration, going to bed at the proper time, and all those things. And I, for one, I was blessed that I didn't have to worry about too much. And my husband didn't suffer at all because he stayed awake the entire flight, both directions. There is a question, are there effective medications for jet lag? And actually, there are none. However, there is one trick where you can pinch your earlobe and pull it a little bit and go around the outer ear to massage it a little bit before, during, and after the trip on both sides, and that can help you reduce your jet lag. So I hope to have given you a few ideas on how to prepare your next trip and to avoid major jet lag, to be happy, healthy, and energized. The little present they have is a link, https://www.ricksteves.com/travel-tips-health-jet-lag. And you can read that and find most of the information that I shared, paraphrased or in a different way in that article, which is really pretty cool. I also put down my email address, dythompson@gmail.com, in case you have questions or suggestions, or if you are interested in being on one of my shows as my guest. So don't hesitate to contact me. You can also text me or leave me a voicemail at 562-335-4956, and I will get to you within 24 to 48 hours upon receipt of your message. So now we're done with this segment about traveling. We had prepared, we took the trip, and we've come back and we've talked about jet lag and how to prevent it or how to deal best with it. And I just really, really hope that this has helped you. I wish everybody a most wonderful day and take care.